This conference is being recorded.
This week on Grace Junkies, we tackle your favorite characteristic of God. It's exciting. We've got a great group this week, so let's get right to the phone calls.
All right, welcome to Grace Junkies. Tonight, we're going to tackle the subject that Tom Wilkinson picked out for us. We're going to tackle what is your favorite characteristic of God. And let me just go around the room and introduce all of the players and characters tonight. We've got Chaz is on the phone. Say hello, Chaz.
Oh, hello, Chaz.
There you go. And Tim Mead.
Hello.
Gracie.
Hi.
Jason Dunn.
Hello.
Luke from Australia. Alright. He'll pop back on in a minute. Alright. Okay. So Luke will be back in a minute. And finally, John.
Hello.
Hello. Alright, John. Start us off with what's your favorite characteristic of God?
Well, I thought about this for the last 2 or 3 days, and I just could not get off of his judgment. And the reason I think that's my favorite characteristic is because if we didn't have a just God, there is no way that there could be grace. There's no way that we could ever expect that our enemies would ever be punished. And there's no way that we could ever expect that God even loves us, for that matter, because I believe that his justice and his judgment comes out of his love. Because he loves us, he is willing to judge us, and not only just judge us, but judge us fairly and judge us rightly. And I think, given the recent events, you know, there are a lot of people who are going to be looking for justice at Virginia Tech University. And they're going to be looking for justice by the hands of man, and they're just not going to find it. And one of the things that comforts me, even in the midst of all this turmoil that is going on, just so you folks know, I work at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, and we had 2 professors and 4 students that were at Virginia Tech yesterday when the shootings occurred. And it's amazing when I look at this situation and I think, these parents and these students, in the short term, they're not really going to find any justice. The only person that can really truly judge the situation is God, because he's the only one that can judge fairly. And so I find comfort in what's going on, knowing that though we may not see justice here on earth, given any situation, whether we may have been divorced, whether we may have been the subject of a lawsuit, whether we may have been falsely accused and even falsely convicted, we know that God's judgment is true and it's right, and that really comforts me. And that's all I have to say about that.
That's good. Anybody else? On God's judgment?
Well, this is Gracie.
Yeah.
As he was talking, I was thinking, you know, definitely when you think of judgment, you think in that respect about, you know, God's merciful and he's just. But also, I mean, thank God that he's the one doing the judging and not us, because he's the one that judges the heart. And so if you look at it more on a much smaller scale, he's able to judge our hearts and to know where we're at when other people misinterpret us. And other people you know, when we're struggling in relationships with other people, or maybe we misunderstand somebody, we misunderstand their motives, you know, God knows the heart. And because he knows the heart, he knows the truth of the matter. So, you know, in things that are really big and large scale, like what happened at Virginia Tech, you know, that's absolutely the truth, and he's just, and he's going to, you know, bring the justice, you know, in his own way. And, you know, people are going to try to do it in their own ways, but he really has the ultimate rule on that. But on even a smaller scale, individually, in situations I know I've come up with in my life where, you know, he's our defender, and he's our strength, and he backs us up. And because he knows our ins and our outs so well, we're able to trust that and know that, you know, he's the one that judges the hearts rightly. Whereas, you know, I make mistakes and I can judge people wrongly. So that's just kind of on a smaller scale.
Good point, Bruce. Good point. Anybody else have a different favorite characteristic of God they'd like to talk about?
This is Charles. I think mine probably goes right along with John's, but in a little different way, and that's the consistency. You know, the fact that he's the same today as he was yesterday, and the day after that, and the day before that, and the fact that, you know, growing up, I never really thought, I thought that things changed, that society changed, you know, that we things progressed, and that we were better today than we were yesterday as a whole, and that, you know, if we just worked it out well enough, we would get past all of our problems, and that you know, it wasn't really that big a deal. And I've come to realize that, you know, things don't really change. The circumstances change, but you know, at a fundamental level, we're still the same as that we've been since the fall. But God hasn't changed. You know, his rules haven't changed. His love hasn't changed. The framework in which everything works hasn't changed. You know, he's always there. He's always faithful. He's always consistent. And I think that's probably my favorite characteristic of him.
Great. Tim, you had something to add to what Charles was saying?
This is one characteristic that I have to say. When I heard the podcast that you guys did together, that was the one that popped into my head too, is consistency. It's nothing in this life, nothing on this earth is stable or seems to stay in a constant state of any kind. And yet, we always have God to lean on, who we know, like you said,
judgment.
Same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's wonderful to know that no matter how my day is, no matter how my attitude is, no matter how my life is going or what things I've done or haven't done, he's always there, he's always waiting, he always loves me, and he's always accepting.
Yay! Okay, success. This conference is
wheel back now.
Recorded. All right, is everybody still here?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Good story.
I'm not here.
You're not here?
No.
Okay.
John!
Yes!
I didn't have you on the list here. All right.
I'm recording, by the way.
Okay, good. So we got two recordings going on. All right.
Brad?
Yes?
You need to get on your Meebo.
Oh, yeah. Meebo.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Mm.
Ah, Meebo.
Yeah, gracejunkies.com. There's a chat there. So you can talk to Brad. Remember, it was in the letter.
Yes, I remember.
Mm.
You think we read that?
I'm reminding you.
I love that accent. That's
is that you, Gracie?
This is Gracie.
Hey, Ganda.
How are you?
Oh, I'm really good, actually. I'm sitting in my car to avoid the noise, and I think I'm hacking someone's Wi-Fi. My signal's changed. I am not a pirate.
Okay.
I know a lot of them, though.
Gotcha. Uh-oh, did we lose Luke? Sounds like it. Am I the only one on the call? Hello?
No, we're all here.
Oh, you're all here.
We're all here. I have my mic muted as you requested.
Thank you. somebody is typing to me, but I don't know who this is.
I'm just checking. Did we lose Luke?
Yeah, I guess so. Alright, let me tell him that he drops, he's gone.
We need the accent, he's gotta come back.
They found out he was stealing Wi-Fi.
Luke, you had you wanted to talk about your favorite characteristic.
Yeah, mine is his the fact that if I relate to him as my father and him as my son, that he never gives up even when I blow it or get it wrong or totally walk the wrong way, that he's always there to guide me and to bring me back and call me back. Like me personally, as a person, when someone continues to do the same thing over and over, I get fed up with it and go, okay, do what you want. Where I always find him calling me back and challenging me and being persistent and consistent in his love for me, you know, that nothing can separate me from his love except if I want that. And I reckon that's pretty incredible, considering from the place that I came from to where he's brought me. There are times when I've just done really, really stupid things and thought, that's it, God's never going to talk to me again. God's like, I'm waiting to die here by lightning or by brimstone or something. And he says, no, I love you. You're a twit, but you know what to do. That's right. So get back on it, repent, and then it's over. You know, and in saying that too, that when we are for forgiveness and in our hearts, and he says that if you ask, I do, then it's over. He never ever mentions again, oh yeah, but you know, last time you did such and such, or do you remember when you did such and such? He's like the perfect model for how we should be. I'd like to be like that. I can't say that I am, but those are the things, because they affect me personally, they're the things that are closest to my heart and how I relate to him as a father. And basically that's my favorite characteristic, the fact that he continually draws me and calls me. He's my dad, and he's funny too. So that's probably my favorite, the fact that he never gives up. You know, it's like he loves his children so much that he's paid the ultimate price. You know, and just, yeah, I feel special. So, and we're all special to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Mm. Jason, you had something you wanted to add?
Yeah, just to add on to what Luke was saying, I think that's my favorite characteristic of God, is that how he wants to be our father. And, you know, it's close to that, you know, he wants to call him Abba, you know, daddy. I mean, just that is something that's just amazing to me, that yes, he offers salvation to everyone, to the whole world, but yet he's willing to single us out and be that personal to us. You know, it's just humbling to think that he was willing to just go and want to have a relationship, that he's not willing to give up on us. And that he just puts all these doors and all these windows and all these roadblocks sometimes that are in our way, but you know, he has our best interest in mind, us personally, all the while he's still sovereign over the whole world. That's just,
yeah,
it's humbling and amazing to me. So,
yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. I think that anybody else have, I think we checked with everybody. Gracie, did you have a favorite characteristic you wanted to share?
Yeah, I can't get on the Mevo thing, so they won't let me on. You know, when I thought about it, I was thinking how my favorite characteristic of God really is that he's approachable. You know, there's so many times that, you know, I know growing up, I was taught that you had to go through all these different obstacles to get to God, and, you know, he was God, and you were just you, and, you know, there was this huge distance, and yet I've really learned in the years I've been a Christian how much God just loves that whole Abba Father that we were just listening to, the whole, you know, we can kind of climb up on his lap and we can come to him, and we don't have to go through a special prayer to get to him. We don't have to go through, you know, doing repetitious prayers, as some churches teach even. All we have to do is just talk to him because he lives within us, and, you know, one of my favorite times to really, you know, speak to him is actually when I'm driving because I'm not really distracted. I mean, that means I'm not really paying attention to the road, I guess. But you know, but you know, when I talk to the Lord, you know, I just talk to him and I just come to him, and you know, I don't have to be fake about it because he knows how I am anyway. He knows that if something's upsetting me, why it's upsetting me. And you know, I can just say, Lord, help me with it, because you know this is driving me crazy and you know this is an irritant to me, or Lord, you know what, I'm really struggling in this area to, you know, be better and help me to get stronger. And he understands those struggles. He doesn't condemn me for them. You know, he knows me so intricately that he wants me to bring them before him so that he can heal them. There was a book that I think Max Lucado wrote a long time ago called Just Like Jesus, and I loved the saying on the front because it said, you know, Jesus loves you just the way you are, but he refuses to leave you that way. Mm-hmm. And it's just awesome because he does love us just the way we are, but he wants us to come to him so that he can change us and mold us and that we can, you know, be the overcomers that he's called us to be. So, yeah, I guess when I really thought about it, there's all these wonderful qualities to him, and he's loving and he's a father, you know, which is really very specific for me. But I guess the most precious to me is that he's approachable and that I can go to him anytime and any place.
Amen and fantastic. That's all we have for this week. Until next time, you've been listening to Grace Junkies.